From the newsroom, I'm Rich Petschke. New residential construction in Arcata will now be required to meet energy efficient standards. The recently passed residential new construction ordinance requires newly constructed low-rise residential buildings to exceed minimum compliance requirements using either energy efficiency measures only or a combination of energy efficiency measures and the photovoltaic compliance credit. Officials say the new ordinance will reduce Arcata's greenhouse gas emissions, plus align the city's goals with state mandates requiring reduction of greenhouse gas emissions to 1990 levels by the year 2020. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office is searching for a man who is wanted on a number of warrants. Cesario Lozinto Rios IV is Hispanic, 38 years old, 6 foot tall, 225 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. He has a neck tattoo with the word Maria and several other visible tattoos. Authorities say Rios was last seen in Hopland. He is wanted on 8 warrants. If you know of Rios's whereabouts, contact the sheriff's office. The former Georgia Pacific mill site in Fort Bragg has a new owner. The Advocate News reports the 15-acre property was purchased by Tom Honer and Jennifer Bosma, who are the owners of Harvest Market. Honer says it was important that the site's development be done locally, and he is looking to hear from the community for ideas and suggestions. There are no firm plans on what specific businesses will be built at the site. Mendocino County's Solid Waste Department is holding a Hazmobile event the weekend of January 4th and 5th. The monthly event will run from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. both days at Fort Bragg Disposal on Pudding Creek Road. Items accepted include hazardous chemicals, paint, fluorescent tubes, unneeded medications, and household batteries. Residential hazardous waste is accepted at no charge, but there is a 15-gallon limit per vehicle per day. We'll learn more today about how California plans to handle banking for recreational marijuana businesses. The state's Cannabis Banking Working Group, chaired by State Treasurer John Chang, is unveiling the results of a banking feasibility study that was prepared by Level 4 Ventures. The feasibility study was done to determine if a public bank should be created just for marijuana businesses. With news, I'm Rich Petschke.